What's going on, guys? Welcome to the fourth episode of After Work. I'm sorry about what I say. I say I'll be there. I say I'll see y'all on Wednesday. See, but I'll be forgetting, like, okay, I work Wednesday, but I work to the AM. So when I work to the AM, like, I really don't get to upload this to Thursday. So this really gonna be going up Thursday, but I told y'all Wednesday. That's my bad. I'm gonna try to fix that next time. But yeah, I'm off tomorrow, so y'all not gonna be getting no podcast from me Friday. And yeah, today was a long day for real. Like, we worked 11 and a half hours, I think. So yeah, kind of a long day, longer than normal. We normally work about 10 hours. 10 and a half hours. It was just kind of a long day today. You know, my feet hurt a little bit, but it's good. I can't wait to go home and get some food. Man, today they bought us a whole bunch of pizza. Like, a whole bunch. Like, they had like 10-15 boxes with some breadsticks and some sauce and stuff like that. And that pizza was good as fuck. I really enjoyed that pizza. I don't know, man. It's crazy because I had a lot of stuff on my mind. I was like, I'm going to talk about this. But I forgot them all. I real life forgot. Shit's crazy. Yeah, so I had a good day so far. Well, I had a good day, I wouldn't say so far. I just had a good day, period. You know, the pizza was even better. The pizza made it even better because I really couldn't afford to eat at all. So, yeah, the pizza just made that so much better. So, I got to, like, work through the day and stuff without, like, starving. Had some food in my system. That was really good. And just, yeah, just things like that. Let's see. What should I talk about? Okay. So I have these work boots, right? And then I have these work shoes, but I wear my work shoes because, like, they easier to get on and off. And, like, these are comfortable too. If you're not, like, on your feet for long hours, which I am. But these are comfortable too. Your feet get used to them and stuff. Right? But then again, my work boots, those are really comfortable, right? Like, really, really comfortable. I got a pair of Timberland Pro work boots. Those are really, really comfortable. And it's like, I don't know, because those are really grippy. And I don't want to be, like, walking backwards and fall and, like, bust my ass. Cause I almost do that enough as it is. So that's really just, like, do I want to put my comfortability there or my safety, you know? I think I'm going to do the comfortability. I think I'm going to do the safety. Actually, I don't know, because it's like, I kind of want a new pair of work shoes. But at the same time, I'm not really in a position to be buying a new pair of work shoes. So, I don't know. Is this a cop? No, that is not a cop. For sure. So, yeah, today, this person that I don't really like working with came back. She was like, it was irritating, but it's like, I dealt with it, and I just, like, pushed through the day. I don't know, I just don't really got a lot to talk about today, and it, like, I don't know. I had a lot to talk about. I don't know where, like, all my ideas and shit went. Like, I had a lot to talk about, and then just, I don't know. Let's see, I just saw a Subway. That's a Subway, so I'm good right now. I'll be getting a steak and cheese. I get, like, a steak and cheese with all that Italian herbs and cheese bread with mozzarella cheese and then, and tomatoes and what's that shit called? And chipotle sauce. Man, I swear to God, that bitch hit. on everything that bitch hit. I was supposed to see my girl in a couple minutes, but because her mom was supposed to go to work, but her mom just not like going up. I don't know, her mom just ain't got up for him. So we don't know if she was supposed to go to work or not. We just thought she was. So that's not gonna happen. But if it is, it might happen, but it might be later type shit. So I don't know. What was I going? I had so much to say. So much. I started a new podcast on Tuesday. Yeah, I think it was Tuesday. No, my bad. I started a podcast on Monday. I started listening to the Joe Rogan podcast. He got some good. I like his podcast. They long though. They cool, but I don't know if I really fuck with how long they are. But I don't know. It's like at the same time, it just, you know, I just listen to two or three podcasts. You know, next thing you know, my day's over. So I don't know. I kind of feel like I got something here with these short podcasts. Because it's like, you know, sometimes you just don't feel like listening to a long-ass podcast. Like, podcasts, you know, I know a lot of people use them for, like, commuting and stuff like that. And not everybody drive is, like, an hour, a couple hours long. But, you know, you just make, like, a short, like, you just listen to a short podcast like mine. Then it just, I don't know, it just seemed like it just, like, fit better. Just, like, more consumption. Like, okay, I got, like, a short podcast for here. To go there, like if you're driving to work and you're not allowed to have your headphones at work, you're not gonna remember everything from the podcast you were just listening to. You was listening to on your way to work. But if you listen to a short podcast, right? It's like, okay, cool. You done listen to the whole podcast. You got all the information and everything. And I don't know. It just seems right. It just seems like nice and easy, nice and chill. You know. I'm thinking about starting some social media for this podcast. I kind of messed up when I made it. I'm not gonna say how. Like, okay, when I made it, I used the wrong email address. At that time, I didn't have an email address set up for this podcast, so it was like basically. Now all those things, if I ever do get any advertisers or anybody who would like to advertise on my podcast, all that stuff gonna be going to one of my other email accounts, and I'm not sure if I'm gonna catch it. Today was a nice day out. It was nice for real. It was like 40-ish, maybe. That's really nice around here. Like, especially this time of year, like, that shit was really nice. But, you know, I started work at, like, 5 p.m., so I really don't get to enjoy the sun and stuff like that. You know, I've been thinking about getting a Porsche Panamera, because I was watching one of the YouTubers I watch, Doug DeMiro. And he did a review on how the 2012 ones are less than $30,000. And I looked around me. They got a couple nice ones for like $24,000, $25,000. And that's cheap as fuck. Especially for the performance. I'm a speed kind of guy. I'm not like a luxury kind of guy. You know, if somebody offered me like an uncomfortable ass car, but that shit got all the power in the world, I'ma for sure pick that car. Or, like, that car versus, like, the most comfortable car in the world, but that shit only go 40. Like, I don't know. I gotta pick the fast car. I kinda got to. Like, I ain't got to, but I kinda got to. It just seems right to pick the fast car. You know, that's really all I like to do. driving fast is one of the only things, if not the only thing, that make me happy in life. And I don't know, I just feel like it's the right thing to do. You gotta just pick the fast car, stay at the fast car, all that stuff. I'm sorry if this podcast kind of boring today, guys. I really don't have much to talk about. I really just don't have much to talk about. I'm not going to talk about that. Nah, fuck it. You know, I really like my car. I think I kind of overpaid for it, but it was worth it. Well, yeah, it was worth it. Because it came with, like, a full warranty for, like, 2 years or 24,000 miles, whichever I hit first, which will more than likely be the 24,000 miles. But, yeah, I think it was, like, $8,300. And it got... The payments are cheap, and I like the places I went to because they made it easier for me to pay it. They broke it up into two separate payments. So, instead of paying one lump sum at the somewhere in the month, I pay half of that sum two times throughout the month. So that makes it easy to pay.
I'm getting kind of tired. Fuck.
Luckily, I'm right down the street from my house. So that's a good thing. Gas been going down kind of out here. Gas been like, if you know the right spots, you can really find it for like 209, 208, shit like that. But everywhere else, like 219. And that's really good because we just came for like 230s. I mean, like 220s. Like, not too long ago. So that shit really nice for you. I can't wait till I get my new car, though. Because I have a goal for myself. I'm not sure if I've talked about this before. But my goal is to get my dream car by mid-2020. For those of you who don't know, it's a Trackhawk. Because I just love SUVs and I love speed. And for it to do a 0 to 60 in the amount of time that it does, damn near supercar speed. It's just really nice. But the thing is, it's just so heavy that... you don't lose race. It depends on who you race, but you could like lose a couple races and shit because of the weight. Like, I believe it's a 5,500 pound vehicle with like a 3.60 to 60 at 11.6 or 11.1 quarter mile. Like, it keeps up and it keeps going, but that's nowhere near compared to speeds of the other car. What do y'all think about the new McLaren 765 LT that just came out? I think it's a really nice car, nice design, and I just really like it. But alright guys, I'm pulling up to my destination. Sorry about the all off topic podcast today with nothing to really talk about. I'll try to get better for my next one. And see y'all next time I upload, which should be Tuesday.